The UK Report.
Yes, on Tuesday, February 13, let's go to Adam in London and the Grand Canyon helicopter crash. This is terrible stuff, Adam.
It is, and unfortunately we now know that the passengers were all British as well. They're all British tourists. And three of the dead, well, they've all been named now, but three of the dead were two brothers, Stuart and Jason Hill. They were there celebrating Stuart's 30th birthday, and his girlfriend, Becky Dobson, also died, and they'd saved up for a year to make the trip to Las Vegas. And the Grand Canyon helicopter trip was the icing on the cake, and obviously they want to know the cause of this now as well. But do you know what? The father of the two Hill brothers happens to be a vicar, the Reverend David Hill, and he spoke so wonderfully about them, about Team Hill, about how his sons were so close, how there's some comfort in the fact they died together, but also how he'll thank God every day for his boys. I mean, it's heartbreaking stuff.
Awful stuff. And I have to say, you know, when I was coaching Australia, we'd often go to places all around the world and they wanted to take us here, there and everywhere by helicopter, and I would not allow my players to go. I'm always concerned about the level of servicing, and you just never quite know how these things have been serviced and whether they're cutting corners or not, and I think keep our feet on the ground. It's a terrible story. Sure. What's this story about the airport bomb at Heathrow?
This at London City Airport.
Oh, London City. Right.
Heathrow, but, yeah. But, yeah, the little one in Docklands. I say little one, actually, these days. It's quite busy, but, yeah, this is a bomb, not in the terrorist sense, but in the Nazi sense. So a Second World War bomb left over from 70-something years ago was found basically as they were expanding the runway and found it in the River Thames. So all day today, the entire airport has been closed, 260 flights cancelled, 20,000 people disrupted. Some homes nearby had to be evacuated as well. They're taking no chances because there are bomb disposal experts from the police, the army and the Royal Navy all at the scene. And they reckon they're going to make it safe in about 2 hours from now. But do you know what? The discovery of Second World War bombs is not rare. We keep finding them. It's just, fortunately for us, they don't tend to blow up. That is rare, and let's try and keep it that way.
This is a big old thing. It's a long time ago, World War II, in a nearby Thames River. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.